Two of the most powerful men in the world meeting face to face, not in Washington, not in Moscow, but in Alaska. Yes, Alaska, the land Russia sold to the United States 158 years ago for just $7.2 million. And now the Russian President Vladimir Putin is going to arrive there to sell another land deal of the century. This time the land is Ukraine's. So here's what happened. A few days ago, US President Donald Trump announced a meeting for 15th August in Alaska. This was later confirmed by even the Russian government. Now, this move came right after Trump hinted that maybe Ukraine might have to give up some territory to end the war. At a White House event, he even said, "A lot of Russians and Ukrainians have died. Maybe we can talk about swapping territories to make it better for both." Now here's the thing. Until now, it looked like this war was only between Russia and Ukraine. I'm talking about certain groups of people who genuinely believe this narrative. But now it is crystal clear. Trump has stepped in like a godfather, directly talking to Putin. And that too without Ukraine's president even in the room. And what does that show? That the war which started in 2022, the one we have all been watching for 3 years, actually has the United States as the real coordinator, the orchestrator behind the scenes. In fact, for 3 years, a whole narrative has been pushed on social media, which is anti-Russia and pro-West. But this Alaska meeting, it's like the mask has been finally removed. Now the White House is trying to convince European leaders about this deal. Under this plan, Russia would keep all of Donbass and Crimea. In exchange, they may have to give up Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, which currently Russia is in partly control. What about Ukraine? Well, they might get some portion of land in Sumy and Kharkiv. These are areas Russia recently occupied to create its so-called buffer zone. Now think about it. Would Ukraine or Europe ever agree to this? Zelensky has already rejected such preconditions before, and once again he made it clear. Any solution without Ukraine is a solution against peace. But we are ready for real lasting peace, one that Moscow cannot break. He even said he's ready to work with Trump and all partners, as long as the solution is fair. Currently, European leaders do not fully agree with Trump's proposed peace plan with Putin. So definitely, White House is trying to convince European leaders. In return, they may get some relief in tariff negotiation. I'm not saying that this is happening, it is a very plausible angle. If we look at how these kinds of deals usually play out, United States rarely moves on a big geopolitical settlement without tying it to some broader strategic and economic gain. In this case, if the White House is indeed pushing European leaders to accept a Ukraine-Russia land swap deal, they could very well be willing to give some incentives, like tariff relief or better trade terms, especially since Trump has been vocal about tariffs and European Union trade imbalances. If you see, already United States and the European Union have reached a trade deal on tariffs and settled on imposing a 15% baseline tariff on most European goods imported to the United States. But then there are some issues that needs to be finalized through ongoing dialogue. Issues related to pharmaceuticals, semiconductors, steel, aluminum, agricultural products, etc. So I think United States can pitch this angle for convincing the European Union to accept a Ukraine-Russia land swap deal. Now, this isn't Trump's first talk with Putin. In February, they spoke on phone. That was the first direct talk since the war began. And last month, Trump said that he was very close in striking a deal with Putin several times before. But then with time, Trump's tone has also changed towards Putin. He even gave Russia a deadline to agree to a ceasefire or face tougher sanctions. That deadline was August 8th. But before the clock even ran out, now the headlines have shifted to this. A possible in-person Trump-Putin peace meeting in Alaska. And Alaska, it's more than just a backdrop. It's a place soaked in irony. The land was once Russian, now American. This is where Putin will walk in with a proposal to take Ukrainian land without firing another shot. For Putin, this is also his first invitation to the United States in over a decade to talk peace about Ukraine without Ukraine in the room. And if you know anything about the former KGB spy, you know he will do everything to get what he wants. So, the stage is set. August 15, Alaska. Trump, Putin, maybe Zelensky might be there in the last minute mix. But is it a peace deal? Or a power play? Or maybe the start of something much bigger? Either way, we all will watch, because in geopolitics, sometimes the venue says as much as the deal itself. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.